This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got GEICO, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. GEICO will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Wire podcast. It's your host Josh Keeley. With me again is Donovan James. Donovan, first of all, how you doing, man? I know you've been sick.
I'm good, man. I got tested for Rona, so hopefully it comes back negative. I'm feeling better now.
Yeah,
it comes back negative. I'm feeling a lot better. A lot of medication, a lot of vitamin C, ibuprofen, just staying in bed, Dayquil. A lot of rest, man. That's all you can do. Just rest your body and drink water. That's the most important thing you can do, and then go from there. I think, right? Stop drinking a little bit.
Hopefully you don't have the corona, man.
I don't think so. Hopefully not. But, you know, you can never be too sure. So definitely get tested if you guys are feeling sick out there.
Yes, that goes for HPV and the clap as well, everybody. we're big health advocates here.
Facts.
So as you know, because you were texting me and making fun of me this week, and I did not have the best week. Actually, since you've joined the show, I have not had a winning weekend. Betting college football. But pro football, I had a winning weekend. Not this past weekend, but the week prior. But college football, since you joined the show, I have not had a winning weekend.
Well,
how did you do?
I did all right. Not NFL. I didn't do well. I was 1-2. Excuse me, but I was 2-1 in college football.
Same. I went 1-2. I went 1-2 in college football. Now, let me give. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna break it down for you guys. We're gonna do a brief. I'm gonna do my recap. Donovan's gonna do his weekly recap just in college. Then we're gonna give you our top three college best bets. Then we're gonna provide you our NFL recaps and our top three NFL best bets, providing you the best handicaps we possibly can. Let me give you a brief recap of what I did. I went 1-1-1, dude. I took Coastal Carolina. As you know, I feel like they're the golden goose. Baby, they were given 17 points to South Alabama. They only won 23-6. So I technically got my money back, but that is definitely not a win. Then I took Liberty. Or no, I took Virginia Tech, given 14.5 to Liberty, which I should have been smart enough to know that that was a dumb bet. You called me out on that last week. Despite you being wiser about that game, I still took Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech lost outright 38-35. I will say at least solace in the fact that Justin Fuente, dude, he's on his way out, bro.
He's got a big game this weekend.
Dude.
Big game this weekend.
He's man. Terrible.
Top
he's
10 team, terrible. Miami. Yeah.
He's terrible.
I think that win saved his job last year, beating Miami. So hopefully.
No kidding.
Hopefully for his sake, he can beat him again at home. He went on the road last year and beat him, but
I Miami's thought he was a lot a good better hire. This year. Yes.
I never liked the hire. When it happened,
really,
I liked him and I liked that program, but not together. I thought Bud should have just got the job, really, but maybe Hugh Freeze would get the job. Then.
Oh my God! You know what? Maybe Hugh Freeze is gonna be a hot commodity, dude. Michigan should look out for him. My third bet. This is the only bet I won. Is I took Cincinnati, given 13.5 to Houston. They demolished Houston, 38-10. We kind of talked about that being a lock. Cincinnati's been slamming everybody. How'd you do in college?
Yeah, I lost the Nebraska Northwestern game. Northwestern was a lot better than I thought, especially scoring the ball.
They look good.
Yeah, Nebraska. Speaking of coaches on the hot seat, I mean, not yet, but Frost has probably got one more year before he's out. They'll give him a little extra because he's won a lot of games for them as a player. But I don't know, man. It's evolved not off to a good start for them. So I lost that game. BYU Boise. I was proud of that one.
Yeah, dude. You should be, because I disagreed with you on that one. I actually put money on Boise State, dude. We talked about all the history to it and all that. Wow.
Yeah, and I saw that stat, too, literally, like, the next day when we were talking about it. But and then a lot of my friends, you know, they support me. They listen to this podcast. They're like, dude, you're going to pick BYU over Boise State? Come on. Like, dude, Zach Wilson is a different animal. Best player in the conference by far. And that defense, man, without Hank Bachmeier playing quarterback and Jack Sears, neither of them played.
No. Sears started the game. Right?
He started the game, yeah.
And then he got hurt like the second play or something insane like that.
He got hurt. Yeah. He was the second play of the game. Yeah, so they had to go to their third string, who's not bad, but you could clearly see.
He was not good.
Great. I mean, they threw him in the game, but he wasn't great. Yeah,
there was a giant step down from Sears.
From Hank and Jack, and then, yeah, those two guys, yeah. Jack and Hank, are four-star quarterbacks. That guy is kind of off-the-radar recruit. But that BYU defense, man, the front four, just they're good. They're really solid, man. They're deep too. So I mean, I like that.
All the attention goes to Zach Wilson, and rightfully so. He's been out of his mind. But BYU is just a very physical offense as well. That offensive line is big, nasty. They beat you off the ball. The receivers, you know, there's not one standout, but they got four or five guys that catch the ball consistently that are big physical receivers.
Gunnar Romney. Mitt Romney's grandson. Gunnar Romney's solid, man. I like him.
That's Mitt Romney's grandson?
Yeah, it's his grandson, man.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's funny, because I think they – don't they have a couple Romneys on that team?
Yeah, they got a couple of them. They got a big family, huge family, yeah. But, yeah, it was cool. I mean, I remember Gunner, you know, before he went on his Mormon mission, you know, just sticking with that program and them sticking with him. You know, all those guys – a lot of those guys went on Mormon missions, not just him, but to see him kind of – he was a big-time recruit for them, him to – go on that mission and come back. Now he's a star player for that team. Is good. But, yeah, that team's solid. So I won that one. And then I've been rocking with those Florida Gators, man, all year. And here we go. You know, that Stetson got hurt and just played crap anyway.
It's terrible,
Dwayne Mathis came in. He's a mess. JT Daniels' knee is still injured. It's not 100% quite yet. There's an issue there with, like, the family team the family doctor versus the team doctor. Kind of behind the scenes, under the radar, gives the fans a little tidbit if they didn't know that. Because I guess my sources. Well, no, I mean, I covered college high school football back in Southern California, and I know JT's dad has a really good family doctor that they have, and he said they're not really ready yet for him to play, especially now with two losses, they're not really playing for much this point. Nationally wise, I mean, it's still a bowl game, but. We'll see if they come back. But they need him, man. They need something, because Stetson's not the answer. And Dwayne Mathis is not the answer either. So
even with him back, that offense is just flat. I mean, the run game is not – it's good, but it's not the same as it was, you know, in the Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, you know, Todd Gurley. It's just not dominating like it used to. They don't really have a stud wide receiver. They always usually have one guy that will beat the brakes off of you. They're just kind of flat. They're
just George Pickens. Team. I think he's a star receiver.
He was hurt.
He was out. Yeah, he was out of the game. See, they had Pickens that might have changed. They lost their tight end, too. He got hurt on that touchdown. He got hurt. I can't think. That first touchdown they scored, second touchdown they scored, he broke his leg on that touchdown. So, obviously, Richard LeCount being out, Jordan Davis being out, Julian Rochester out. I saw that spread. I was just like, Georgia's favored by 3? No. They're going off of, like, old stuff. Like, Georgia's been dominant. Kirby Smart has been dominant. It doesn't matter who the coach is, Jim McElwain or Dan Mullen. But I was like, this is Mullen's year to at least win the East. And that's a big step for him because he hasn't won the East yet. He never won the West at Mississippi State. That was obviously really, really hard to do there, even when he had Dak and those guys. But, yeah, this is their season to lose as far as going to the East. Kyle Trask is a Heisman candidate. They have the Mackey Award winner in my eyes, tight end, Kyle Pitts. So
yeah, he's played great. It's exploded. We talked
and
about
they got turnovers. They got turnovers. And that's how Florida's defense is going to beat you. They're not a really great, your typical Florida DBU defense, but they get turnovers. So they're really relying on turnovers. A lot of cover two, a lot of, you know. And I know I said DBU, that's debatable, but, I mean, they're definitely in the discussion. LSU, Florida? Ohio State. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, I guess you're right. They always have guys in the first round consistently.
Yeah, they're
but they're not. I don't know if they're in that first tier like Ohio State, LSU, Texas.
Not quite, but they're up there. They're up there. I won those two games.
You did.
Yeah.
You know, games. The Northwestern game is super surprising because their state is ranked ahead of them by like 17 spots in the AP poll, right?
Yeah, I mean, Northwestern, I don't think they started off ranked at all. So,
but why? Like, Ohio, so far, Ohio State's only beaten collective. They've only beaten two teams, and one only Penn State hasn't won a game yet.
That's crazy.
So they've only beaten one team with the one win. With one win, but Northwestern's beaten. I know, right? They look terrible.
That's the most surprising thing of the season to me so far is Penn State has. And I know they have some opt-outs, but Jesus. Like, I know they – I mean, losing Micah Parsons and a lot of the – Noah Cain's out for the season, I think. So, like –
Yeah.
But Journey still, Brown, too. Journey Brown, yeah. But still, Sean Clifford's been playing pretty solid, though. It's not really his fault.
It's not his fault.
He's had a game changer, though. I was trying to tell people that because they – People are like, oh, he could sneak his way up into like the first. I'm like, no, he's a solid quarterback. I mean, he's your typical Penn State
Trace McSorley kind of quarterback.
Yeah, he's more accurate than those guys and has I think he has a little bit better arm too. But like,
if he does, that's fine. I'll give you that. But he's less athletic.
Oh yeah, he's less athletic for sure. So
I'd say it evens out.
It evens out, yeah.
But Northwestern's beaten two teams that have a pretty decent wins under their belt. I don't know. I just feel like it's funny because we talk about
preseason polls, man.
Dude, That's wild, man.
Preseason polls matter.
I mean, you know me, I'm an Ohio State fan, but bro.
Well, you guys are always being the top 10. Don't worry, man.
Yeah, I mean, but come on. It's wild. Right now, Northwestern and Indiana have way more impressive resumes, and they're sitting on the outside looking in. Well, let's move on. We'll talk about our three best bets. Full disclosure, two of my best bets for the week have already played. I took Ohio, given 28 points to Akron. That actually lost, believe it or not. I was so sure in that bet. Ohio smashed Akron last year. Whatever, I won't even handicap the game because I lost it. And then I took Kent State, given 21 points to Bowling Green. Kent State smashed Bowling Green. That was an easy win. But I'll give you a couple more. I did take Central Michigan was actually my third best bet for this week, and they're playing literally right now. They're given 7.5 points to Northern Illinois. But I'll give you three games that aren't my best bets, but they're games that I put money on that I truly believe in for Saturday because I don't want to have a cop-out. I took West Virginia, giving 3 points to TCU. TCU was wildly inconsistent. Max Duggan is a running quarterback, and he's not as good as Sam Ehlinger. West Virginia, although they lost to Texas, they kept Sam Ehlinger bottled up. And like I said, Max Duggan isn't as good as Sam Ehlinger. So that's who I'm going with. I feel like Neil Brown has done a very solid job at West Virginia. He's building them up. He did a great job at Troy. I believe in him. So I'm taking West Virginia, giving the three. What do you think about that game?
I like that. That's a tough game. I wouldn't touch it myself, but I like it.
Really?
I can see your reasonings for it. That game's just like, you know, that's a sketchy game. Those things are so inconsistent. But I like it. I like your reasonings behind it.
TCU is such a wild team because they do – when they play terrible, they're the worst team in college football. But when they play great, dude, they can beat – I mean, they can beat Oklahoma, Texas any day. You know, they beat Texas.
Gary Patterson, man.
They're very – they can be very good. But I feel like Neil Brown's got a good thing going on. My second best bet – well, let's. What's your number one best bet? What you got going on?
USC Arizona. I'll take Arizona 14. They're giving USC 14. Point favorite. So, I mean, obviously USC last week, you know, came back with that. What a game, man. Like, I was watching that up sick in bed still. Like, let's go. Like, my voice was cracking and stuff. I had my Matt Leinart jersey on. It was crazy, man. It was a good win for us. Sketchy win. We shouldn't have been down by that much. Keaton had to do a lot to bring us back. But so be Arizona State, playing another school from Arizona. But I think – now, obviously, Arizona hasn't played a game yet. The game last week got canceled. But I like Grant Gunnell in that offense. I think they're going to – it's going to be a shootout. And I think USC is going to give up some points. And I think they'll win, USC, but 14 is a little high for me, especially how they looked last week. So I'll go with Zona if you want to put some money. Grant Gunnell's a – keep an eye out for Grant Gunnell. That's a name to put in your pocket and keep. Please believe me. Grant Gunnell, 6'6", 215. Wow. Pro style quarterback playing for Kevin Sumlin. You know, Kevin Sumlin, not the best coach in the world, but really good with quarterbacks. He kind of uprooted Khalil Tate last year and played a lot of snaps early on as a freshman.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's from Texas. At one point, he was a five-star quarterback, number one quarterback in the country. He had a really bad senior year, some bad camps, but he dropped to a four-star, but he's still a really good quarterback talent-wise. And I think he's got weapons, as Arizona usually does on offense. So keep an eye out for him. He's going to be a big name in 2-3 years for sure. But, yeah, I'll take Zona.
That's a very interesting game as well, because Kevin Sumlin's another team that's going to be another coach that's definitely on the hot seat, wouldn't you say?
Yes, already. Now, it works out for him this year because he only has 7 games, though. So, you know, I mean, a lot of Pac-12 coaches are probably going to stay put just because, like, man, they really only had like half a season. But we'll see. If he goes like 1-5, 1-6, though, I mean, yeah. I mean, Arizona, anyone could go 1-6 or 0-7 in the Pac-12 or 7-0. Yeah. It's just a weird conference. It's pretty even. So there's no, I mean, Oregon's, like I said, cream of the crop. USC has the most talent, but they're right there, and then it's like a big drop off. Arizona State's a damn good team. Well coached, all those NFL coaches. Yeah. Jaden Daniels is a good quarterback, still struggling kind of throwing the ball. He's a really good runner, though. Uh-huh. He reminds me of actually kind of Lamar Jackson-ish, like a West Coast version, I guess. Not Zach Wilson, who's been, you know, they've been calling him the white Lamar Jackson, but the Mormon Lamar Jackson. He's more I don't know who I would even compare him to right now, but
I know it's hard. The Jaden Daniels one, that's a good comparison though.
But Jaden's good though. I like Jaden. But yeah, anyway, Arizona, take them, please. People take them.
I can see that. That's going to be an interesting game. I'm too scared to bet it because Arizona hasn't played yet. But as
that's what scares me. That's what scares me. Yeah.
But as we saw early on, and this was before you were on the podcast, a lot of the team that ended up not having an effect at all. The bigger change was how many spring practices teams got in. We saw early on that teams with more spring practices were dominating. Fun fact, Coastal Carolina has the most spring practices of any team in college right now. They were able to get all 15 in, which is the most in the nation.
It shows.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Which leads me to my next best bet, Coastal Carolina giving 11 points to Troy. Coastal Carolina, they've beaten everybody by double digits. There's one game where they haven't beaten by double digits. I think that was Louisiana. Every other team, and that's including Power 5 Kansas, they pretty much demolished. I know I talked about betting on them last week, and they actually it was a push. They only beat South Alabama by 17. Again, we're lowering the spread to 11 against Troy. Troy's a better team than South Alabama, so the fact that it might be closer, that they have to battle harder, might mean they might beat them by more points, if that makes sense. Right, because I think against South Alabama, they put their foot off the gas pedal a little bit, thus not creating that separation that you needed to beat that spread. 11 points ain't much. That's 2 scores. They should be able to do that.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one. That's a good one. I didn't look. I looked at that game, but I didn't take it. But that's a good one. That's your best bet for you so far, in my opinion.
Love Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I know you do. You do. You're the biggest Coastal Carolina fan. No, they're good though. You've definitely said that from the beginning of the season and stuck with them. They've definitely been. They were 7-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Still ranked below Ohio State though. Who's ranked number 3? Still ranked below Clemson, who's lost a game.
Yeah. Well, they're not gonna move past them at any point. I know, it's a damn unless shame. Clemson loses like 3 games or something. That's not gonna happen because Trevor Lawrence is back with a vengeance now. Watching his team lose that game, but
dude, I don't know. I don't know if
Trevor Lawrence has lost one game.
He probably would have made a difference. Is that right?
Yeah, they would have won.
You think so?
I don't think
it's hard to say because Notre Dame.
I don't think it's hard to sack twice every time. Sucked. No, their defense did suck, but I just think like there's a few plays DJ left on the table, especially at overtime, like the 2 sacks taking them out of like they were like 3rd and 34 at the end of the. I mean. Yeah, I don't think Trevor doesn't really get sacked because he just throws the ball away. He's just so smart. I mean, DJ's amazing, though. That dude is Trevor five-star runs, quarterback for a reason.
He runs the ball better, too.
Yeah, he's more athletic than DJ. Yeah. DJ's athletic.
I don't know if he's more athletic. I think that he has a better feel. I don't know who's more athletic. You would know more about that than me because I don't have that new kid's – I don't know. I don't know what his 40 time is, his 20. I just know that – Trevor Lawrence has a better feel for when to take off. I mean, you saw it against Ohio State, ripped off like 3 50-yard runs because he just, I don't know.
His football IQ is
wiggly. It's
the way he handles the ball, RPOs, a little bit better to me than DJ. DJ's the real deal, though, as people can see. I mean, he's put up numbers.
He looked good. He looked good. That game was a little misleading because Notre Dame really had, first of all, Ian Book, everything. That was his perfect game. I've never seen him play better. And that's not what that's not his normal play. And that goes for the entire Notre Dame team. Everything went right, man. It was the perfect storm for them.
Yeah, that game last year he played at versus USC at home was amazing. And then he played stellar, man. But he ran the ball well that game. This game he was actually making like dime throws on the run. So
yeah, I feel like USC last year too. Then the run game kind of take over too.
Yeah, I remember they went for fourth and five, and he made like a 6-yard run. And then he just made another run with the quarterback. He gets it done, man. If you need 5 yards, he'll get him. You know what I mean? And it's usually through his feet, but like he can throw now. He's definitely improved this offseason. So, and Avery Davis, I was impressed with him, man. Just a former Elite 11 quarterback moving a receiver. He caught some really big passes for Ian. But speaking of that game, I'm taking Boston College, not to win, but 13.5. I didn't think that high for Notre Dame. Biggest win since 1993. You know, for them to win at home, storming the field and everything. So Boston College is good, though. And the quarterback that was supposed to replace Ian Book, Phil Jurkovec, is playing against them. And Boston College looked good. They're 5-3.
Yeah, and he's looked good. Jurkovec looked good.
He's going to be good. He's better pro prospect than Ian Book. And a lot of Notre Dame fans are mad at Brian Kelly for not, like, benching Ian Book or, like, letting Phil Jurkovec. I'm like, well, you can't just bench the kid. I mean, he's good. But Phil Jurkovec is obviously the better pro prospect. I mean, look at him. He's 6'5", 240. He can run. Good. That kid's for real. He's from PA, man. He's the real deal from up there, Pennsylvania, watching him play in high school. But, yeah, I think that 13.5 is a little bit high for a Notre Dame team that's going to be probably – they play down to the level of their opponent a lot. Such a big win. They're number 2 in the country. Like, so I think that they're going to be on a really high right now, and I think they're going to be knocked down. They'll win the game, but by about 7 points, 6-7 points. I think Phil Jurkovec will put up some numbers on him too, because, like, I mean, he's similar to DJ, like, body-wise, and he can make some moves too on the run and get outside. So, and Boston College has a good line, like Clemson.
Yes.
I like Clemson.
Oh, my God. They got 3 guys that'll be drafted early, including Tyler Vrabel.
Yep.
So my third game, I'm going to bet against South Alabama again. I'm going to take UL Lafayette, giving 15.5 points to Alabama. UL Lafayette is at home. We talked about the only team that's been able to keep up with Coastal Carolina has been Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana Lafayette has a two-headed monster in their backfield. They have a great quarterback in Leo Lewis, who I think has had a fantastic season. They're not talked about enough because they have lost to Coastal Carolina. They're not in the Sun Belt race anymore. I think it's pretty much just the Appy State Coastal Carolina show, and you know how that conference is. It's if it's a non-power five, if you're not in the top two, no one's talking about you. But they're very competitive. The conference is very competitive. They're very good. Given 15.5 points, it wouldn't surprise me if they just demolish South Alabama.
Oh, you're just picking on South Alabama this year, man.
I really shouldn't, because I don't think I've won too many of the bets against South Alabama. And South Alabama ain't bad either. It's just that these teams.
No, they're not bad.
There's a big talent gap in this conference.
Their best game this year was, like, they lost, but then they almost beat Georgia Southern. I watched that whole game. They looked pretty – they impressed me because I like Georgia Southern a lot, but I think Georgia Southern's not as good as they normally are either, so it kind of evens out, I guess. But
they run that triple option too.
They're young. They're young this year. Besides Shea Wirtz, quarterback.
Who's the shit?
Yeah, he's good. I still hate what happened to him last year, man. That was crazy, that whole cop incident with the But they're good.
Whatever happened with that?
I mean, he's fine. He got nothing happened to him, but I mean, it still sucks though. He had to, like, go to jail. He got arrested. So I hope the cop, like, I think he got, like, on leave or something. I don't know. They didn't fire him though, because it's fucking Statesboro. Excuse me. So, like, it's Statesboro. So, it's the wild southeast out here. But anyway, I like that one. My last one is Miami Virginia Tech. Speaking of Virginia Tech, Virginia really? Tech's favorite 2.5.
What are they really?
Yeah,
my notes here. Is that right?
Yeah, they're favored by 2.5, dude.
So you're taking Miami? I'm guessing.
Heck yeah, man! Gotta take the U. I know that they've struggled lately versus Virginia Tech and everything, but this ain't the same Virginia Tech team. They're still talented. They're a good team. But I think Miami can win this game by 10 points. So I would definitely take Miami over Virginia Tech, 2.5 point favorites at home. And if this game was in Blacksburg with a full capacity crowd, maybe I would look at it different. But Miami should be fine. King's playing. He's hurt. So I know
Yeah. Miami is getting 2.5 points.
He is banged up. But, you know, they snuck out a win last week. They're on a longer week because they played a Thursday night game, I think, or Friday night game. So they have a little extra time to prep for this game as well. And this is a rivalry game. Everybody knows it. So it'll be fun. I think people are saying Virginia Tech kind of due for a win. But this might not be the team they're due for. Miami's really good, man. I know Miami's a little banged up, like I said. That's the only thing. Their defense is a little banged up. They have 3 starters out on defense. That's the only bad thing is they have a corner, a safety, and then, like, a D-lineman out. I think Jalen Phillips is hurt. So that sucks. But I still think Miami still wins this game.
So I'm looking over my notes, and I forgot I took down these notes for these. I actually have notes for the two games that you bet on. So the USC giving 14 points to Arizona, over 90% of the tickets up to the point I wrote this on Tuesday have been on USC. Okay, so that's something that I thought that was interesting. Does it matter? Not necessarily, but I thought it was interesting. And then the other game you had was Boston College. Boston College getting 13.5 from Notre Dame. Boston College is receiving over 90% of the tickets. So you're picking games that are like 90-0, dude, which I thought was so funny. And then Miami getting 2.5, they're getting 90% of the tickets, over 90% of the tickets against Virginia Tech.
So I'm right there.
That's hilarious.
I just know USC football, man. Like, we are probably going to win this game, but we will play down to them. And the way they throw the ball, they're going to throw with Grant Gunnell about 50, 60 times.
Well, the ticket, I mean,
that's not good for USC. Our secondary is good. Like, we did a really good job on Jaden Daniels, but, like, he didn't put up that volume. USC's not good with that high volume of, like, tempo, 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 tempo. Kevin Sumlin's trying to run 90, 100 plays a week. And they're fresh, man. I know got a couple of guys that had COVID, but they're fresh. Grant Gunnell's fresh. They haven't played. No injuries.
And it's not necessarily – you know, this is more or less a statistic that means nothing. You know, Adam Moore used to come on here all the time talking about fading the public. You know, it's early enough in the week to where I don't know if the public is really invested, but it's also – I took these numbers down on Monday. So it's – you know, most of your key bettors got their bets in as soon as the lines were released on Sunday. So the public is getting in there a little bit. And a lot of these numbers, I wrote a lot of them down, they're going to the favorite. So fading this number might not be a bad way to go. You know, I guess I wouldn't put much stock into it, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, it's just counting tickets. I just find it more funny that there's 50 games on the list here. And all of the games you picked were 90% or more. The tickets were going to either one of the team or the other. Like, for instance, the Buffalo game, 56.4% of the tickets went to Buffalo. That's how a lot of the games are. You went 90% on all of your games.
All or nothing, man.
No. I thought it was so funny. Yeah. That is just so funny. Yeah, I think that's for Miami. It's funny because Virginia Tech, you talked about TCU being a weird team to bet against. Virginia Tech is the exact same damn way, dude. Because Hendon Hooker, when he's on fire, he's on fire. This offense can be very explosive, and we know about how good that defense typically is. And they still have games like that. And Miami is kind of similar. When they're terrible, they're terrible. And they played terrible against North Carolina State. I know that they squeaked out a win, but, dude.
King had to do a lot, man.
And they were favored by 10.5. I bet on that game. North Carolina State's not a good team, and they struggled big time.
They did. Their secondaries, they struggled to get pressure. I thought
King is the entire team. He's the entire
North Carolina State's quarterback played really well. I can't think of his name. Drawing a blank right now.
Me either.
Covered him in high school, though. Man, he was a 4-star recruit, though. He transferred. He was at God, man.
They're not
a good team, regardless. Yeah, I'm not gonna waste our time trying to.
Virginia Tech might beat them by 3 touchdowns. You know what I mean? Like, it's just such a weird thing. Miami is just a weird team to bet on.
Well coached though, Manny Diaz.
You think so?
I like Manny Diaz. Yeah, I think he obviously fits culturally with that team. Just, you know, being a Hurricane guy from there, but yeah.
He's definitely interesting. Rhett Lashley, their offensive coordinator, definitely changes. Whether they're moving in the right direction or the wrong direction, I'm not sure. I know that King is King, I don't think King is like the ideal NFL prospect. At least I used to, but there's some issues there. I think he's your typical your college quarterback that's explosive, like Quentin Flowers at USF, if you remember him, yep. L. Roberson at Kansas State, guys like that. I don't think he's got a great pro career ahead of him, but he's dynamic enough to where he can dominate the game and take it over. So it's a smelly game to me, but I definitely see your handicap. I definitely see it. And obviously 90% of the people agree with you. So
thank you, people.
So there's that too. Let's go on. Let's move on to the NFL. I did terrible again. Actually, no, I had a good week before. I did bad both in college and in the NFL. And that's not good. I have not had a week where I've lost in both of them. So this is quite upsetting to me. As you know, I took Chicago getting 5.5 from Tennessee. They couldn't hang. They lost Titans 24-17. That offense is just pitiful. That was my fault. That was stupid, betting on the Bears. Then I took the Texans, giving 6.5 to Jacksonville. I don't regret this bet. I didn't know Jake Luton wasn't going to be the worst quarterback in the world. They won 27. They only won 27-25, but Jake Luton played. I mean, how was I? Like I said, I think I'd probably take this bet 9 times out of 10. It's just the way everything laid. I took Buffalo getting 3 points from Seattle. Buffalo won outright 44-34. There wasn't really any doubt in my mind there. How'd you do?
Not well. I picked the Green Bay San Francisco game was just easy money, I guess. Like one by a
You say that, but you had to really that to me, we talked about that. And you said it with a lot of confidence that you were taking Green Bay, but we talked about all the injuries and all the COVID issues, and we didn't know who the running back was going to be, for God's sake. So it did take some cojones to take that bet.
But San Francisco they can't overcome Nick Mullins and no Kittle and no
– They're beat up. That is for sure.
Yeah, they're beat up, man. I mean, I wouldn't even – they could have put you at running back, man. You play running back, right? Aaron Rodgers was just dealing, dude. Like, they couldn't stop Devontae and all those receivers.
No, they couldn't.
Marquez and it was – Rodgers going back home to the Bay is just – that's why I thought it was so easy. And they would have won by more if they had the running backs. Yeah, for sure. And I liked Tyler Irvin. He had a couple carries there. He didn't get enough. I liked him. We should keep him on our roster. I know he was an ex-Packer, and we brought him back. But I like Tyler Irvin. He's good. Obviously, he won't really play too much. He'll be like a four-string running back. But I like him. Keep him on the practice squad or something. I took Pittsburgh. Everyone took Pittsburgh over Dallas. My boy Garrett Gilbert, man, he played his ass off. I was really happy for Gigi, man. He played really well. Garrett was like the second person I ever like interviewed, so I was like,
right?
Yeah, man. When he came out of SMU, he was like one of the first people I've ever interviewed before, so I always like keep him close to my heart. I didn't know he was gonna get the start. I thought Ben was gonna start, or what's his name, the other quarterback they brought up back from, I didn't know, Cooper Rush, that's what I thought was gonna start. But Garrett played his butt off, man. They lost, but played really a game,
they beat the spread,
they did, and then Denver. Atlanta's so weird, man. They're a good team. And Denver played really well in the second half like they normally do, but they start off so bad every week. They always get so far behind. And Drew Lock, if you look at his numbers, he played well, but first half he played like crap. I think it was 6-for-15 with an interception and a fumble, then comes back with 3 touchdowns. He's like 5th in second half touchdowns in the NFL, which is crazy, but that's because he's so bad when they start the game off. And their defense is atrocious. Without Von Miller and a bunch of those guys really up front, like, they just can't get any passers. Matt Ryan was just sitting back there forever and never picking them apart. So Chubb's beat up. They got their 2 defensive tackles were out.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, not at that game, but, like, during the season. They've just had Chip Lindsey's been hurt. Melvin Gordon had the DUI thing.
Yeah.
Bruce Freeman was – I mean, so everybody –
very awkward team, and Vic Fangio is not an offensive guy, so it makes Drew Lock's worst look even worse.
He's been getting it done. They got weapons, obviously having Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant.
Young.
And, they're
all
so
young.
What's the receiver that broke out last year? I can't think of his name.
Sean Hamilton.
No, not Cortland Hamilton. Cortland Sutton. Yeah, he hasn't been getting the ball as much this year from Drew, but he's been throwing to Hamler a lot more and stuff like that. But hey, I mean,
Fant got hurt too.
Yeah,
Fant got hurt first play of the game.
This team is definitely training. They're in a tough division anyway, so they weren't going to be in the playoffs regardless, because I mean, the Raiders are better. Obviously, the Chiefs are the best.
Surprising, though, the Raiders are better, because I thought this was going to be a big year where Drew Lock broke out, like you said, Cortland. So they check a lot of boxes on what they address in the offseason, just injuries and
– Yeah, injuries and just they're a little too young. The Raiders are young, but they have a lot of experience, too, at certain positions like quarterback.
Yeah,
Carr, call him what you want, but he's experienced. He has a lot of he's solid, man. Carr is solid. He's in purgatory.
His career.
Yeah, he's really above purgatory this year. He's usually in the middle. He's having the best year's career. But yeah, I lost those two games, so I got my three this week. I'm gonna do better.
That's the spirit. So I'm gonna go back to the well in Buffalo, dude. Buffalo's getting 2 points from Arizona. I know it's in Arizona, but we talked about how Buffalo put the smack down on Seattle pretty well. And Arizona lost outright to Miami and their rookie quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, 34-31. Josh Allen threw for 282 yards in the first half against Seattle. What do you think he's going to do against Arizona? Now, the Seattle defense is worse than Arizona's defense, but, dude, come on. They couldn't shut down Tua and Josh Allen. You got the experience. No. Give me that. Dude, they forced Russell Wilson to have 4 turnovers. Kyler Murray turns the ball over more than Russell Wilson. I don't understand the spread at all. I don't understand how Buffalo's how it's not at the worst a pick'em. Now you got Buffalo getting 2 points there, the underdog. That blows my mind. I'm taking that game. That's my number one.
Yeah, I want to touch that game. They're both so good. I love both those teams, both those quarterbacks. I'm so happy for
their offenses are explosive. But Arizona, yeah. I mean, when they lose, they do it. They do lose. It's your, you know what I mean? Like
they do. They do. But they're just they're so fun to watch. Though, like I said,
they are.
I know that
they really are.
I would say big pick Buffalo to win, but I just didn't touch that game. I know you did. I don't know if you saw the news. Journey Brown just retired. We were just talking about him.
Did he really?
Yeah, he has a heart condition. He's not going to be able to play.
Not COVID related though. He had he was in the hospital for that for.
Well, they found it because of COVID though, because they did a heart test on him. So not happy that he got coronavirus, but if he didn't get it, he might not have ever known that he had that. He would have known by the combine because they do all the tests on him. But like, man, that's sad because he had 12 touchdowns last year and 805 yards. They just put a stat line out. So he just medically retired from the game. Yeah, that sucks, man. I just wanted to go ahead and say that just because we were just talking about it. But, yeah, man, I like that game. The Buffalo, I would definitely say they're the favorite to win, in my eyes. But Arizona is so dangerous. They could be anyone. They could lose anyone, though. My easy game is, again, San Francisco is just not – I think they're going to tail off, man. New Orleans is hot, as everyone the world saw last week versus
Tampa. Oh, yeah? You like New Orleans, then?
Yeah. Easy money again. Kind of similar to Green Bay last week. Maybe not as much. Green Bay definitely took the pedal off early last week.
I'm trying to look up the spread.
It's 9.5. That's too low.
It's nine and a half.
Yeah, 9.5. Yeah, I got New Orleans by like 3 touchdowns. They're just – Drew Brees is high right now. They're healthy. They're back. They're all figuring it out on defense. Their defense looks fast and furious, man. They're off. Drew Brees has still got it, man. Yeah, he can't throw those bombs anymore, but he's still got it. He can dink and dunk it and throw a couple in there. So, and the Kamara, you know, they're going to have to deal with him. Mostert's out. Raheem Mostert just got ruled out for the game this week. So they just don't have weapons on. I mean, Nick Mullins is throwing to nobody, man. Really, he doesn't have any weapons. So, yeah, I'm going to take New Orleans.
I like that game. I like that bet. I had notes on it. I don't know where I put it, but that was the bet I was thinking about. My number two game, I took the Minnesota Vikings, giving 2.5 to Chicago. I bet on Chicago last week. I watched that game from the first snap to the last. Chicago's not good. Their offense isn't good. Their defense is okay, but their offense is not good. The Vikings, Dalvin Cook has been on fire. Yes. They've been on fire. They just demolished the Lions 34-20. The Bears aren't good. They lost the Titans 24-17, which doesn't appear very bad if you look at the box score. But what you don't see is that going into the fourth quarter, they were losing 17-0, and the Titans took their foot off the gas pedal because the Titans don't have any cutthroat. They don't have a cutthroat offense, which is what I'll get to next. But the Bears kind of got pushed around that game early on. I don't think the Vikings are going to let them get away with that. I'm surprised it's only. I'm honestly surprised it's only 2.5. That it's not over. That at least 3.5. So I'm gonna go with the Vikings and Dalvin Cook.
This would be the type of game the Bears win though, because they're not supposed to. That's how I feel about Chicago, man. Dude, Nick Foles will have his game where he throws the big, because they're a big play offense. They are either not moving the ball at all or they're big play 30, 40 yards down the field.
That's exactly right. Which is,
I don't like Chicago. Yeah, they're so inconsistent. I don't like Chicago at all. Minnesota actually is getting the field and playing a little well. They beat our butts, man, a couple weeks ago, and they're getting Dalvin Cook's playing great. You see that Chris Cousins video, him singing? You see that video?
No, I have not.
I'll tag you in it right away after the show. There's a video. He was in choir in high school.
I believe
He did plays. Theater. He was like the head of theater program, dude, and the captain of the football team. That's such a Kirk Cousins thing to like be.
Yes.
He's a good singer, dude. He can actually sing really well. He's like got a really like bare, like he's got an opera like sounding voice. I was so shocked, dude. I was kind of shocked. You said you weren't surprised. I was surprised by it.
Got that bravado.
Yeah. But anyway, on that alone, I should take the Vikings, right? No, but that's a solid. I don't trust the rivalry and then the Bears. They're not supposed to win, right? So they'll win. Like, that's the Bears.
That's fair. They're at home. Chicago is at home.
I took a sneaky one, man. This one's going to shock some people. The Chargers over Dolphins. 2.5.
That's fair.
They're getting 2.5. The Chargers are the best 2-win team. Herbert's been playing out of his mind, obviously. That offense is playing well. They're clicking. Defense still has some, you know, issues there. But, I mean, Derwin's out for the season. They have a lot of injuries. Derwin being out, people don't – I don't know if they're not watching Derwin James. That dude's a top 10 player on defense in the NFL to me. He's a top 10 defender.
So much people forget, dude.
Yeah, I hate he's hurt right now and – that coaching staff's still young. They're still a pretty young team. But this is Herbert versus Tua. Hopefully we see this. Both love both of their jerseys, by the way. Big jersey guy for both of those teams. I hope we see this in the future, these two guys going at it. Obviously, one, they're both AFC quarterbacks. AFC's got a lot of young guys, man. Mahomes, Drew Locke, Tua, Herbert, so many guys, man. I can't wait. Deshaun Watson, I can't wait to see how long these guys' career lasts. I hope they all last a long time. But, I'll take the Chargers in a little minor upset over the Dolphins.
I like that bet. The reason I won't bet it though is because Anthony Lynn scares the shit out of me. I feel like
I think they're gonna have a new coach though. I like him, but I think he's better just as a DC guy.
So you think he is on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think he is. But you know what? They'll be a little bit more patient with him, I think, for the Chargers because it's just the Chargers. They've always been kind of like patient. They will hold out on firing coaches, and they're cheap. They're like the West Coast Bengals.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. That's one of the reasons why Bosa held out.
Yeah, because the Chargers are cheap. They really don't want to fire him because they're like, well, we don't want to pay anybody out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'd rather just be 6-10. No one comes to our game anyway. You know? Like,
that's a good point.
This season doesn't even affect the Chargers. They have no fans.
Yeah, no shit. That's so true.
I know that's been an ongoing joke, but whatever. I mean, it's still funny to me just because I'm from San Diego and just always kind of been that way. But
he makes such questionable decisions. But I do like that. I do like that bet. My third best bet Thursday night, I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts getting 1.5 from the Tennessee Titans. No one else likes this bet. I listen to betting podcasts all week long, and I haven't heard one other person take the Colts. I'm not really sure why. I know they got smashed by the Baltimore Ravens 24-10 last week, but the Ravens are really great. The Titans, we talked about them barely beating the Bears. I know we talked about the box score kind of being misleading, but for how terrible the Bears looked, the Titans should have slammed them by more. So, you know, it goes both ways. Derrick Henry's been slowed down. He got slowed down to only 68 yards, and the Colts defense is not that much worse than the Bears defense. Statistically, I don't think it's worse at all. I think the Colts are still in the top five, if I remember right. Yeah. You know, DeForest Buckner's been an absolute tear on the interior, so that's definitely going to affect that run game. And like I said, Derrick Henry didn't look great last week, and that's kind of their whole offense. Their offense really sucked last week. They only got 55 plays for 228 yards. The Bears had more offensive plays and more offensive yards than the Titans last week, and we just talked about how the Bears sucked for 45 minutes. So I just feel like this is a very – I don't understand how the Colts are getting 1.5 points. I like the bet. I think that the Colts their last week, this game was a little bit of an anomaly. I think the Ravens are very good. The Colts only had 1 yard total offense for two whole quarters. I don't know if it was two whole quarters, but I know it was a chunk of the third quarter and early on in the fourth quarter. They only had 1 yard total offense. So I think that that's kind of an anomaly, which kind of, you know, makes the box score a little weird. I think they come out different. I think that they can squeak out a win outright.
They can. That's going to be interesting. That's a big game. That's a really big game.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's a really under the radar game for Thursday night. That's a Thursday night game you said too. So yeah, I'm gonna do. There've been some bad ones, so hopefully that'll be a good one. I think that'll be close regardless of who wins. I think it'll be a close game. That'll be a fun game to watch for sure. And I think Tennessee will win, but it could definitely go to Indiana's favor. I got Tampa Bay over Carolina, 5.5. I know Tampa Bay laid a dud last week, and that's why I'm picking them, because they're not going to do it back-to-back weeks. Christian McCaffrey already got – he played so good coming back, and you could tell he was pretty much 100%, but then he got hurt again, his shoulder, yeah. So, and Carolina's been – they were pretty solid without him. And Teddy H2O, or whatever you want to call him, that's his new nickname. That's kind of a lame nickname.
H2O?
Dude. That's a lame nickname, dude. I heard it.
H2O?
Because water, I guess? I don't know. Like, it's that's, I just heard it, and I was like, that's kind of lame, but...
Because he's liquid, baby.
I'm going to say it. He's the skinniest quarterback in the NFL. I didn't know that.
Is he really? Is it because, like, his last name's Water?
I don't know, man. Is it like that? Yeah, he weighs the least amount, though. He's only 209.
That's wild to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. Kyler's right there next to him, but Kyler's 210. But anyway... that's a random fun fact for y'all, though. But I think, yeah, Tampa Bay laid a dud last week, and I think they'll just come back and win. I think Carolina's a good team. They're solid, but I don't think they'll be able to keep up with – it's 5.5. I think Tampa will win by a touchdown or a little bit more, maybe 10 points.
I like that bet. Earlier this week, I think it was up to 6.5, if I remember right. And I remember thinking, man, that's a lot of points. But at 5.5, I like what you're saying, because the Buccaneers should come out with a vengeance. And the Panthers, they're a different team without Christian McCaffrey. Although they've been solid, they are a different team.
They are. They are a different team. So we'll see what they do. Curtis has been playing really well this year, though. So it'll still kind of scary game. I mean, it's a bit – they need to win, Tampa. It's a must-win. And Carolina, obviously, they – all their games are must win if they want to sneak into the playoffs. And I know they're talking about expanding the playoffs to an extra team, which would definitely help out a team like the Carolina Panthers, because they're kind of right there at 500 usually. So, well, I got Tampa Bay though.
All right, man. Well, that was good. I think you got three good best bets. I got three good best bets. I think we're ready to rock and roll for this week. You can follow me on Twitter at JoshKeatley16. Make sure you give the Browns Wire podcast a like, a follow, and review on iTunes and anywhere you listen to your podcast. Donovan, where can they follow you up and hit you up at?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at DonJamesSports. The name remains the same. Yeah, follow me on there. Instagram, I think it's DonJuan11Baby. I know it's a random-ass name, but... Yeah, following in. I never really get my Instagram out, but I post a lot of content on there now, actually.
Really? I never use Instagram.
Yeah, I use it. I use it for the younger generation and the ladies. I'm just kidding. I have a girlfriend, so not the ladies. But there's more. There's just a lot more women on Instagram than Twitter.
Yes, there are.
So, yeah, there are. But yeah, so I follow because we have like a TikTok now too, studying sports. So, and I'm the head of that department or whatever. So I'm trying to get new content out. IG Live, we do IGTV. That's really what I use Instagram for. So we do that for the podcast that we do. So, yeah, thank you so much. And I thank Josh again and Browns Wire, Jeff Riz, and everybody here for letting me come on this podcast every week. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Donovan's going to be more of a – Donovan is going to be a permanent fixture of this podcast moving forward. We're talking about him being on twice a week, so make sure you can reach out to him with any Browns questions, any Browns content, or anything you want to hear on this podcast. You no longer just have to hit me up. So this was the Browns Wire Podcast, and thank you. We are out.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third party delivery.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup, free, when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.